Simon & Schuster Audio presents Bluebird by Genevieve Graham. Read by Nikki Masood, Jonathan Todd Ross, and Avon Shore. I think if one knew beforehand what all this was going to be like, one would hardly want to face it, but somehow you're glad to be there. Diary of a Nursing Sister on the Western Front, 1914 to 1915. Nothing so needs reforming as other people's habits. Fanatics will never learn that, though it be written in letters of gold across the sky. It is the prohibition that makes anything precious. Mark Twain.
Prologue. Cassie. Present day. Cassie Simmons rolled her shoulders back, then her neck, wishing she'd restocked on Tylenol. She could always tell when a storm was on its way because its threat squeezed everything in her body tight. This one was coming with a vengeance, darkening the museum windows as if she'd closed the curtains. Fingers crossed that the rain would hold off a little longer so she could run to her car without getting drenched. She finished sweeping the floor in front of reception and was about to tidy the back room when the main door creaked open. She gritted her teeth, wishing she'd locked the door, even though it wasn't quite 5 o'clock. All day long, she hadn't seen more than the mailman and a couple of couriers, and now someone walked in. Probably another delivery or a lost tourist. She pasted a smile on her face and turned toward the front desk to see a man entering the room, almost completely covered in a layer of fine white dust. She tried not to notice the white boot prints he left behind on her clean floor as he walked toward her. Watching him, her brow twitched with curiosity. He was hardly what she'd come to expect as a guest of the Maison Francois Baby House Museum. As an assistant museum curator in a National Historic Site of Canada, she was used to answering questions about Windsor's part in the War of 1812, the Battle of Windsor, Prohibition, and the area's Francophone heritage, as well as responding to requests to see the archives. Normally, she tried not to judge in advance, but this guy didn't look like someone interested in history. He was tall and broad, and around her age, she thought. He might be handsome, but she couldn't be sure because his attention was on the pack he was carrying, which was also coated in dust. A construction worker, she surmised. He obviously wasn't here for a tour. "May I help you?" she asked. "Hey, yeah, thanks."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?